It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Richard Krause in for Jim Richards. Jim will be back on Monday, and it's Friday. And so that means that we're going to have a look at some of the movies that are playing in theaters this weekend. And, you know, it's a great weekend to go see a movie because I think it's going to be hot all weekend. I haven't been outside for a while, and I'm sitting in a very cold studio right now. But even when you go out into the hallway from the studio, you can feel the heat kind of, you know, hit you like a little wall of humidity. So I think probably over the weekend it's going to be, 19, 20, 22, 24 degrees, hot enough so that you might want some air conditioning if you don't have it at home. Perfect time to go see a movie. So we're going to play a game that Jim Richards usually plays called Does Richard Krause Like These Movies? It's awkward because I'm here and I know the answers, but we're going to give it a go anyway and see what happens. So let's have clip number one, please. In Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, a new animated movie now playing in theaters, Miles Morales, that's Brooklyn's full-time friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, is catapulted across the multiverse where he encounters a team of spider people charged with protecting its very existence. However, when the heroes clash on how to handle a new threat, Miles finds himself pitted against the other spiders.
My name is Miles Morales. I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man. And things are going great.
So wait a minute. There's an elite crew with all the best spider people in it?
Who's the new guy?
Danger. This is unbelievable. Everyone keeps telling me how my story is supposed to go. Nah, I'm gonna do my own thing.
All stations, stop Spider-Man.
Well, that does sound exciting. But what did Richard Krause think about it? Tony Tedesco, what do you think?
Wow. I don't think you can have too much Spider-Man. And there's more Spider-Mans, lots of Spider-Mans. And they get together and then they fight. And it's animated, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Richard Krause thinks this was at least a 4.
Well, I'm going to say that you are correct. It is a 4. It is a 4, and I'll tell you why. This movie is animated, but it is animated in the most eye-popping of ways. It is sort of a pop culture pastiche of every animation style from the last 100 years thrown at the screen and just absolutely a way that will give your eyeballs a Charles Atlas-style workout watching this thing. It is so beautiful to look at just because it is so frenetic. It almost sometimes looks like an artist's palette, color palette, would fell onto the screen and these great, beautiful blotches of color turn into images and tell the story partially that way. But it's also an emotional story about these teens, Gwen and Miles, who are Spider-Woman and Spider-Man, respectively, who are trying to figure out their way in the world, both as a son and a daughter to parents who are not superheroes, but also figuring out their obligations versus what their responsibilities are. It's good stuff all around, and it has a wicked soundtrack. So I gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and it's in theaters right now. Let's see what's up next. In The Boogeyman, a new horror film from writer Stephen King, a young man grapples with the childhood terror that has never stopped haunting him. The Boogeyman still lives in his memories as a creature that devoured his father 16 years earlier.
There's no such thing as monsters. You need to grow up.
I'm serious, Sawyer. I need to be alone.
You're both having these manifestations. What is this supposed to be?
It's the thing that comes for your kids when you're not paying attention.
Terrifying. Creepy. Or is it, Tony Tedesco? What do
Creepy.
You think?
Well, I'm going to defer to Rachel on this one. Oh. Let's find out what she thinks.
So I think you gave this one a 3.
Oh, and why do you think that?
I don't know. It didn't sound anything too different from other horror movies.
It feels like a three. It feels like a three to you. Well, you're almost there. It's 3.5 out of 5 stars for me. And what this movie is an interesting look at a family who is in grief. It is... the villain here, the evil entity, is the boogeyman, and it's interesting that the boogeyman is whoever and whatever you want it to be from your own point of view. It's not Dracula, because we all know what Dracula looks like. We know what Frankenstein looks like. We know what a werewolf looks like. The boogeyman can be almost anything, and in this case, it is the evil entity that torments a family who has recently lost the mother, and it's a 16-year-old girl, her little sister, and the husband, played by Chris Messina, and the boogeyman feeds off their fear and their grief, which is kind of a topic that'll stay in your head a little bit. It's not particularly scary, but what it is creates a feeling of unease that I really liked, and it makes you feel just a little bit squishy while you're watching it. So not terrifying, which is why I gave it 3.5 out of 5 stars, but it does have some great atmosphere. It's called The Boogeyman, and it's in theaters right now.
Wow, so very much like the boogeyman that lives under my bed that gives me that creepy feeling, but doesn't actually come out and scare me every night.
Yep.
Right. Okay, cool. What's next, Richard?
Next up, we have a movie called Bones of Crows in theaters this weekend. In the movie Bones of Crows, a new drama now playing in theaters, Kree code talker Aileen Spears survives her traumatic past in the residential school system to continue her family's generational fight against systemic starvation, racism, and sexual abuse.
If it wasn't for the church, the residential school system would never exist.
We have 324 students that will keep them in a state of malnutrition.
And if you want to motivate the Indian, you must starve him.
Naturally, we're seeing a rise in sickness.
Be careful. You're going to see things you'll never forget. You've got to keep it inside you.
You didn't think your master escape would go unpunished.
I need your protection.
You're an Indian. I don't owe you anything.
Tony Tedesco, what do you think of that?
Wow. I think we need to tell these stories, and I'm just blown away by the trailer. I've practically choking up just listening to that, and to sit and watch that for an hour and a half or 2 hours, I can't imagine the emotional roller coaster I will go on. I'm going to give this I don't know what you would have given it, but just from what I've heard, what little I've heard, I'm going to go with a 4.
It is a 4 out of 5 star movie for me. This is a movie that covers almost 100 years of history, and it is hard to watch sometimes as it skips through time, but we learn more about the residential schools system. We learn about the main character's life after the Second World War, her sister's legal woes, and the next generation, the children that carried the trauma in their DNA of everything that happened there. And it is a story of hard truths, but they're told with skill. And despite the sprawling nature of the story, it doesn't feel bloated. There's so much emotion that gets to the heart of how generational trauma forever altered the life of these characters. So I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. It's called Bones of Crows, and it's in theaters right now. Thank you for playing. Did Richard Krause love these movies with me? When we come back, it's Slow News Day on News Talk Tonight. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards. Stay with me.